When a woman from the central Mass town of Berlin had a stroke this past June, she received a surprising notice. It was a one-page explanation of benefits from her insurance company, with a huge total in the not covered column. WBUR's Martha Biebinger investigates the nearly $475,000 charge for an air ambulance ride.
Christina Cunningham was in stable condition on the late evening in June when EMTs lifted her gurney into an Angel Medflight Learjet. But the 34-year-old still could not use her right arm, was having trouble speaking, and still had two blood clots at the base of her brain. Christina's dad, Jim Royer, remembers doctors at a small hospital in Wichita saying she needed to see a neurosurgeon.
There was, you know, discussion of flying her to St. Louis. There was discussion of flying her to Chicago. There was discussion of flying her to Dallas. And we don't have any family in any of those locations.
So the doctors in Wichita arranged to transfer Christina closer to home and her 7-year-old son. She was flown to Massachusetts General Hospital, where she would be diagnosed with a rare blood vessel disease of the brain. Royer expected the air ambulance ride would be covered by her Blue Cross plan.
We assumed it would be because it was supposedly pre-approved by the insurer before any flight took place.
Royer and his daughter didn't think about the Angel Med flight again until a letter arrived a few months later.
When I got the bill for $474,725, I'm thinking, 6 or 7 flights and you can buy a whole new jet.
The bill includes 4 items. There's a base rate and the cost of driving Christina to and from the airport. The largest figure, $389,000, is a per-mile charge. For Christina's flight from Wichita to Hanscom Field in Bedford, that breaks down to $275 a mile.
It's larger than any surprise medical bill I've personally seen. It's really outrageous.
But Chuck Bell, with Consumer Reports Advocacy Division, says he is not surprised.
The industry has really grown by leaps and bounds over the last 15 years, and prices have doubled or tripled. Most of the operators of air ambulances now are for-profit, Wall Street-type corporations reporting very large profits to investors.
In the case of Christina's bill, her Blue Cross plan initially paid a little more than $14,000, leaving $460,000. In Massachusetts, a ground ambulance could not demand that Christina pay the balance. State laws do not allow so-called balance billing. But air ambulances are governed by federal aviation laws. Jim Royer and Christina, who is still recovering her speech, worry with each update.
After I got the second bill, and we'll see.
It's a big bill to be sitting out there wondering what's going on. It would force her into bankruptcy.
The company insists that won't happen. Angel Medflight CEO Andrew Bess says the company is negotiating with Christina's health plan, Blue Cross out of Maryland, and will not demand payment from Christina.
We're quite confident we will come to a clear resolution, despite the insurer placing the patient in the middle of the dispute.
That's Bess's characterization of the situation, not Christina's. But staying on the bill, during inquiries for this story, the Blue Cross plan increased its proposed Angel Medflight payment to $71,000. Bess calls that a meaningful offer that he looks forward to discussing with the insurer.
We provide a valuable service, and for that, providers should be fairly compensated and reimbursed. We strive to work with our patients and advocate on the behalf of them to get coverage rightfully owed to them under their insurance plans.
The air medical services industry blames the high prices in part on unrealistically low Medicare and Medicaid rates. Companies sometimes make up the difference on patients with private insurance. For a fixed-wing plane, Medicare pays $9 a mile, a fraction of the $275 per mile Angel charged for Christina's flight. The industry says patients who believe their bills are unfair should file complaints with the U.S. Department of Transportation, which recently created a specific channel for air ambulance billing disputes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.